Welcome back to the motherfucking Lockdown Podcast. I'm your host, Meech Rose. This is
Big Yovani.
And we are back at it.
Like a fucking crack at it. Right. Now, if you're watching this, how's it going? Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Meech Rose, Big Yovani, Lockdown Pod.
I'm your host and my host. You know what I'm saying? We're the hosts.
This is.
Pair of hosts. The background is unfinished because as a product, we are unfinished.
As well.
Yeah. We're always evolving and growing. So, we're about to get into it. This is...
Hold up. To the new viewers or listeners to us, just right. Finding this, you know, let's tell a little bit about our show. You know, NBA news.
Fuck all that. Just go watch our first episode, man. Watch our first episode. I'm a Spurs fan. He's a Lakers fan. That's really all you need to know. That's really all you need to know. But
let's get into the news for the week as well as some other NBA topics. So what do you want to start off with?
Man, there's so much news this week, actually. I think we have to kind of start off with the Steph. I think we really have to start off with Steph Curry and his...
That's probably the biggest
biggest news, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Warriors' struggles for the past couple of
games.
Weeks. Yeah, it's been games.
But yeah, so Steph Curry against this, the Suns.
Suns.
You know, they were getting really, really, really messed up.
Yeah, they were getting
demolished. First quarter, I believe the Suns were up by 30.
And they gave, if I'm not mistaken, they gave up 3 35 point quarters.
And yes, I did say the Suns. That's in Phoenix. Phoenix Suns.
And if you are an original viewer, you know we had an episode called Fuck the Suns, and now look at where they at. We're going to talk about those later in the episode.
So they kind of shut us up.
Yeah, they did a good job. I'm actually very proud of them.
Yeah. Anyways, so Steph was trying to split two defenders. He went up and landed on his hands down like this.
And then
Aaron Baines
landed on his hands.
You know, this was not on purpose.
It was complete accident.
Yeah, he just fell. But yeah. Also, if you're hearing an echo, that's because we're in a room that's kind of getting built.
Like our podcast is getting built from the ground up.
So if you hear an echo, it's that.
Okay. So let's continue with Steph and the echo. Steph and the Warriors. So Steph is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. It could be 2 months. It could be 2 weeks. Steph is gone.
Yeah, but depending on people or who you ask, some people say that he should just get shut down for the entire season.
Right, which could be a possibility.
A good idea.
So where do the Warriors go from here? Mm-hmm. Where should they have gone before Steph got hurt? What do they do this year?
What do they do? It's because it's kind of hard. They have
It's a very difficult question to answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, because they have really young players or players that... You know, are like rookies.
It could become something. Jordan
could be, Poole. Yeah, it could be something. So it's kind of hard because you're kind of like rebuilding, but at the same time, you have championship aspirations.
Yeah,
so it's very hard.
So me personally, they said the people have been saying trade Clay for picks, trade Draymond for picks. I don't think you need to completely explode it yet. You have to realize that Clay is gone, who's one of their best defenders, and it's just Draymond, who isn't as great of a defender as he was before.
So, I don't know if you heard this, but me and him, we were saying that he had a really short prime, Draymond.
Yeah, very short prime. It was like a year or 2 years. Yeah. So with the Warriors being the way they are, I think you just pray the lottery falls into your hands. Yeah, I would definitely shut down Steph for the rest of the season. Yeah.
I would too. But knowing Steph, I feel like he would want to come back.
Yeah, but
they gotta save him.
There's a precedent set with wanting to come back with Kevin Durant. Despite this not being as serious as an injury as Kevin Durant is, this is still a serious injury nonetheless. This is his hand. He's the greatest shooter on the planet, and he needs his hands to shoot.
Yeah.
So.
Luckily, it was his left hand, which he's a right-hand shooter.
But he's still a thumb flicker.
So
if you know what that is, he's still a thumb flicker. So
so this is going to be hard for the Warriors. I mean, they were already struggling. I think they were 3-0 before they went against New Orleans, was it? And then they
3-0.
Beat 3-0. Yeah. 0-3, my bad. 0-3 against they and then they faced New Orleans, and then they were 1-3. And then they were honestly before Steph went out, they were just getting destroyed by the Suns. Like the Suns were actually working them.
Yeah, it was really bad.
You know, and it's been multiple teams like the Thunder. The Thunder was working them. Thunder are rebuilding.
Yeah.
The Thunder have, like, necessarily not great players, but they have an aging Chris Paul. They have, what's his name?
Shea Gilgeous.
Yes, Shea Gilgeous, Alexander, and Gallinari. Which, I mean, he's a good player, yes, but I feel like he looks kind of uncomfortable in this situation.
Danilo or Chris Paul?
Yeah, Danilo.
I haven't really watched any Thunder games.
I mean, I have NBA TV, not sponsored, and I watch some of their games.
I live stream games illegally. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I watch them on TV like a good... I watch them at B-dubs every single day like a good guy.
But
edit that out.
But yeah, I don't think he looks kind of like he's struggling. You know, but they were still putting like 20 in the first half against the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, they were putting up buckets. It's just hard. Okay, so I think the Warriors have a very they have a lot of question marks this season. They came in this season with a lot of question marks, such as Klay Thompson. Is he going to come back this season? Is he not going to come back this season? That's a big question mark.
Well, I think that kind of got answered, didn't it?
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, by Steve Kerr. I think he said in an interview that he wasn't going to come back
this season. He's not coming back this season. So you really can't just put it all on Steph and Draymond. Draymond's not good enough for you to put it on him defensively.
Yeah, but they also got go ahead. D'Angelo.
What is he going to do defensively?
Well, I mean, not defensively, but at least he can try to carry the offense with Curry being out, you know?
D'Angelo can't really do shit with Steph Curry on the floor, which could be something crazy because maybe D'Angelo has one of those crazy years again.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
Where they just slide him in the Steph Curry role and he leads them to a playoff contention. But as bad as they've been looking, they're not deep at all. Mm-hmm. Their starting five isn't really all that great.
I don't even know anybody on their bench.
I know Jordan Poole, but that's only because one of my good friends loves Jordan Poole.
I know him, just, and then besides that, I don't know anybody else.
It's just really they're in a bad situation with a lot of question marks.
Yeah. Coming into the season again, there was a lot of question marks. Like, how is D'Lo and Steph going to play?
They looked good together the entire time. It's just the entire team was so bad that wasn't working.
The thing with Steph and D'Lo, they're not known for having the best defense. I know Curry kind of stepped it up with, kind of staying there at least. Or being
staying
like
in front and switching over.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're just two not great on-ball defenders. It just is what it is.
And then the team as a whole, they lost Andre Iguodala.
They shouldn't have done. They traded him. They should not
They should have asked him if he could have took like a vet minimum or something.
Nah, they have a contract for him. He's got like 2 or 3 years left on his contract, if I'm not mistaken.
But yeah, they lost him, Sean Livingston, and then KD, probably their best
defender.
They
literally lost everything that made the Warriors the Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, they lost Klay. They lost Sean Livingston. They lost
KD.
He didn't make the Warriors the Warriors. Andre Iguodala.
No, but the defense at least.
They lost their key pieces, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, and
because Sean Livingston was like 6'8", point guard or something like that.
Which he was a big piece for me personally. I think he was a big piece.
I think
he was hitting mid-range jumpers, breaking down James Harden in playoff games. It's just really fucked up where the Warriors have gone to at this point. It's going to be hard for them. We're going to see if they're the Spurs or if they're
not the
you
first.
Know every other team in the league.
Yeah.
Or the Cavs.
Bringing up the Spurs, a lot of people were saying this situation kind of resembles
the year they got Tim Duncan.
Yeah, the year they got Tim Duncan with Tim Duncan. Robinson was hurt. I think he had a back injury or something.
That pretty much ended his career. That ended up ending his career, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, they got the number one pick. They got Tim, and then the rest is history. Maybe they can get, like, I know that lottery odds are kind of weird, so it's not going to be
for
sure.
You got to think about it like this. The Warriors are one of the luckiest teams in the league.
Yeah,
They are one of the luckiest teams in the league. Their first ring, literally, fucking Kevin Love got his fucking shoulder pulled out of his socket.
And then Kyrie got injured for game one.
And that was their first ring.
Yeah.
And then they came back from a 3-1 deficit that year, or that next year.
Yeah.
So they're one of the luckier teams in the league. So I really hope that they could get this lottery pick, get this number one pick, or number two, or number three, or something of that nature, and have a really good season this year.
Yeah. But again, it is going to be hard. Curry out.
It's going to be a rough season to watch. Yeah. It's going to be really rough
like
to watch.
Steve Kerr said, it's going to be a long season for them.
Very long season.
Yes, that was correct before Steph Curry got out injured.
And now it's going to be agonizingly long. Like, yeah. Oof. Let's move on to, like, more injury news.
Yeah, there's been a lot of injuries, which sucks. It honestly does suck.
Yeah, it hurts the game. It hurts the game.
And Trae Young. Was having an amazing season. I think he was
having a great season.
38, was it, for the first couple of games?
Crazy-ass season.
Something like that. And then he goes down with an injury against the Heat. Right. I think it was a sprain?
Sprained ankle. High right ankle sprain is what Woj says. It doesn't seem like he's going to be out for that long. So, about 2 weeks. I do want to skip over the injury a bit. Maybe next week. There's a possibility that next week is coming. But I do want to skip over the injury a bit. And let's talk about how the Hawks have been doing this year. I think they've been doing well. And do you think the Hawks could make the playoffs this year?
I feel like anybody in the East, honestly, can make the playoffs.
Right.
Honestly, I think they could be, if Trae Young comes back, I think they could be maybe like a
smooth 5-6.
A 5-6, maybe 7-seed.
With a player like Trae Young in your team, who has been dropping 40 balls every night, it's hard to not make the playoffs.
So right now they're 2-3.
Which isn't great.
So
they're under 500. But it's the beginning of the season, and they may get a run started and go crazy, or, you know.
Trae Young dropped in the first game against Detroit 38. 39 against New Orleans, and then in the loss against Philadelphia, he dropped 25.
So it's gonna be tough not to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they better hope he comes back fine. It was just a sprain. It wasn't nothing that serious.
It wasn't anything crazy. It was just it wasn't a mild sprain, but it was just a sprain, and you know, sprains happen. It looked so much worse.
I think he was going into the paint and he hit somebody's shoe on accident, like somebody's foot, and his foot kind of twisted where
It looked pretty nasty.
And
but
when I heard the news, I called him up anytime.
He was actually watching it. You were watching it on Twitter, right? You watched the video on Twitter, and he was like, "Oh, it looks really bad. I think he might have, you know, tore something or something." And I go watch it. It looked bad, but I was like, "Nah, it's probably just a sprain. He'll probably only be out for a few weeks."
I'm so glad he might be returning next week, because which is perfectly
when you have a player averaging 26.8, damn near 27, and 7.2, you really want him on the court as much as you can.
Because he's
Showtime. He's in Atlanta, a huge city. I don't know if it's that big of a market for basketball, but it's a gigantic city, a beautiful city. And that's just – and honestly, all of the rappers coming out and all of that kind of shit, that will sell tickets. Him being on the floor sells tickets. It's just – and them doing good is better for the league.
Not even looking at it that way, like
financially,
financially, or trying to market him.
Right,
he's just a good ass player that
and you love to watch.
Yeah, that would honestly help them win. So
fun to watch.
It does suck that he's out. Apparently, he might be coming back next week. Hopefully, he does.
In their season opener against the Pistons, he shot it from the fucking logo.
Yeah,
like it's just so much fun to watch, bro.
So right now, if playoffs started today. Mm-hmm. They would be an 8 seed, making the playoffs. I'm looking at the standings right now. It does look like Philly, then Miami, Toronto, Boston.
Miami's been looking pretty decent, too. And I'm pretty sure they haven't had Jimmy for the last two games in the next one.
Because
his girl had a baby.
Yeah. Toronto's been looking...
Speaking of Jimmy Butler, let's skip over one story and move into the next one after that. Karl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid.
That's hilarious.
It's a spectacular story. So, what happened was there was a tie-up between the two. They had a little tie-up.
Are you looking for the?
I'm looking for the tweets. They're on my Twitter. Okay. So,
They had a tie-up, and then the camera panned away because they thought they were just gonna, you know, just whatever, and then come back. So, when the tie-up happened. Cameron panned away.
Right.
You know, somebody was trying to score a bucket, whatever, and then out of nowhere, Cameron goes back and they
and
start
it's fighting.
Yeah.
Or not out grappling. Of nowhere. Not out of nowhere. The camera goes back. You see
but, yeah.
the bench standing up and going towards, and the coach is stopping, and then every player yeah. on the team.
And then
is
you
running
hear the refs blowing whistles,
and
whatnot.
you hear the commentator saying, "Oh, there's a
I don't
there might
think,
be a fight going on."
I don't think anybody threw punches.
They threw them.
They threw.
No one landed. Cat threw one.
Oh, yeah.
He threw one on top.
I don't think it was, like, no punch landed. It was just kind of grappling. If you watch, like, wrestling or UFC or something, you know what I'm talking about.
It was
about.
A lot of clinch moves.
Yeah.
And
then Ben Simmons, which, do you think he should have been fined or something?
No, because Ben Simmons and Cat are friends. They play PUBG together online.
I know, but, like, it looked bad.
Nah,
like,
man.
To somebody...
Cat was mad, and Ben was talking to him. Ben was talking to him. It wasn't no...
If you didn't know that they were friends, though...
Yeah,
just
it would
looking
look
at it,
it
though.
Bad.
Yeah, it looks
it would
bad.
It would look like Ben Simmons is coming to the defense of his teammate
and he's
choking him out.
Yeah, just choking him out.
But what was really going on was... They're friends. They probably wrestled a few times before. He came, jumped on his back, and was like, "Yo, you're going to have to chill the fuck out, type shit. So... And on Twitter, or before on Twitter, in the press conference, Joel Embiid's opening remarks was, "I ain't no bitch."
Wait, hold
right?
up. So he went on the show, on the jump with Rachel Nichols, and he said, "Oh, I'm not talking trash, I'm a changed man, you know, I'm just trying to focus on making the playoffs,
right.
blah, blah, blah." And then Rachel said, "So if you start talking trash, can I play this back?" He was like, "Well, I don't know, I'm a changed man, but that's not going to happen." And she retweeted that and then added Joel. But go ahead and then...
Okay, so his opening remarks in the press conference was, "I ain't no bitch," right? And on Twitter from there, Joel Embiid posted, "Great team win. I was raised around Lions and a cat pulled up on me. LMAO. Got his mama giving me the middle finger left and right. That's some serious real estate." And posted some great pictures of just the crowd. And then his
Ben,
mom was in
yeah,
the bleachers giving him the
mom.
Finger. Karl Anthony Towns proceeds to tweet, "I ain't no bitch" in the little SpongeBob talking thing. Raised around Lions in the little SpongeBob talking thing. And a picture of what started it all was, which was
we can show
Cat's finger.
This.
Which was Cat's finger hitting him.
It was
his index finger.
If we can put the picture on the video,
we will.
We'll
attempt
yeah.
to. Starting it. And then him, Cat putting Embiid in a headlock. And then Embiid crying at the when he got eliminated in the second round.
Which Embiid later came back
and said, "Wait, quote, that tough guy act ain't cutting it. You know what you are. You know what you've always been. A pussy. Say it louder for the people in the back. Been kicking your ass and pretty please make the playoffs before you talk. It's a known thing that I own you." And proceeds to comment under Cat's what was
Instagram.
It? Instagram post of the same of that "I ain't no bitch, I raised around Lions, yeah. And say, "Imagine talking after a 20-point loss. You hate to see it, LMAO. Go ahead using that picture of me caring about losing in the second round of the playoffs. Oh wait, you've never been there. You don't know what it's like," which is wrong because he has been there once.
In the playoffs, but not the second round.
Hell no. "No cap boy, finally won 3 games and he talking like I ain't no and he's talking. I know you ain't talking. You been a pussy your whole life. That's why you got treated by like a bitch by you know who. I ain't gonna put your business out, but I got the facts about you. Don't get it twisted. I own you."
Hey,
you know who is
yeah,
know
I was about
who.
To say
we the guy that we said speaking of Jimmy Butler. So how do you feel about this?
How do I feel?
Yeah,
I think
I'm gonna
it's,
give you the opening remarks.
I mean, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, which luckily that did not happen. But I love to see this. This is just so competitive. We have it. Everybody's really buddy-buddy. So
yeah.
seeing
it's
this.
It's a pussy-ass league right now.
So seeing this is great. I love it. I love it. You know, I can't wait until the rematch. But yeah, no, I think.
Wait, do they play more than once a year?
Yeah, they play in March.
Twice? They play twice. Once at home, once at home.
But yeah, I think it's great for the league. A lot
it's entertaining.
A lot of people are gonna tune and watch that game for sure.
Yeah, hopefully it's on national television.
Hopefully. if not, it should. It should be. They should change it to Christmas. Yeah, they should. A Christmas
game. So, how I feel about this is... Well, Cat is at the... He's in this... his mold of player, his style of play for a center. It makes you think that he's soft. He doesn't... He does bang, but he doesn't bang as heavy as every other center. He doesn't really... You know what I'm saying? He doesn't really attack as hard as every center. He's a shooter. He has a silky touch. He plays a beautiful game. He plays a beautiful game, and it's not soft, but it's not aggressive. He lets the game come to him. He's not very autonomous in the game. And Cat, because of that, he's kind of seen as a softer player. And then because of the Jimmy Butler situation and the whole thing about him in that video on the ground, but as naked in the locker room, we ain't gonna talk about that though.
That's not Cat.
That was Cat.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't Cat? No. It looked just like Cat. No. Oh, it was Anthony Davis.
That's right.
That was the Lakers. Lakers. Man, you got AD and the White House in this game. Okay, anyway. And the Jimmy Butler situation, he's just seen as a softer player. And that's not a terrible thing. But when you're constantly being bullied, at some point you're going to bring the gun to school. At some point you're going to bring them hands to school and beat your bully up like I did. And it just so happened to be Joel Embiid this time. You know what I mean? And, you know, Joel, he's a clown. You know, he's a clown. He likes to play. Yeah, he's playful. Tangent's over. He's playful. And I think that they, at this point, Cat is like, fuck that shit. You're not finna keep holding.
But the thing is, too, Cat and Joel and Jokic are fighting for that number one big man
center spot. Yeah. And I think Cat could possibly win this. I don't think Joel Embiid's any.
But the thing is, with Joel, he has a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries. They pop up. Yeah, it takes him off the game.
Has Cat ever missed more than like 10 games?
I don't know.
You
can look that up. But I know that he said he was trying not to miss a game this season, or at least a lot. And I think he missed the second game that they played because of injury. I think it was because of his knee.
It was bad. It just hasn't been good.
It looks like he is injury prone. So
very.
You know, if he wants to call Cat soft,
let's talk about how soft your bones are.
Yeah. Okay. And he also missed a playoff game. Sorry. He also missed a playoff game because his stomach hurt. Remember?
Right.
Like, if I was Cat, that's something I would bring up. But okay, go ahead.
So Cat's first 3 years in the league, he played 82 games, 3 times. Then the next year, he played 77. And thus far, I don't think he's missed a game. So, Karl Anthony Towns, the best ability is availability. And Karl Anthony Towns is the most available big man in the league, probably. Yeah. Jokic probably is up there, too. I've never really heard about Jokic having any injuries, but Jokic will have spaces where he'll score 0 points and get 10 assists and 10 rebounds type shit. But Karl Towns,
he gets the buckets as well as rebounds. He's not a great passer, which isn't a knock.
Because
he's a center. But, you know, he gives you the rebound.
It's terrible, though, because, you know, 2 assists his first year, 3 assists his second year, 2.5.
Yeah, he's not terrible, but, again, you know, he's a center, so we don't ask him to do that. If he can, great. Thank you for doing that. But, you know, I'm not going to ask my center to do that if, you know, he's uncomfortable doing
that. Right.
But, again, yes, he has not missed many games. So, I mean, if I was him, I would probably try to bring that up.
And,
you can look up Joel's thing.
We've already talked about Joel in previous episodes, but, he hasn't played a full season.
He's
never played a full season.
Somebody said on Twitter, I think Joel is the best center in the league, and I said, I don't think you're the best center in the league, or Joel is the best center in the league, because how are you going to miss that many games? Like, that doesn't prove
his first season. You know what I'm saying? His first season, he missed 51 games. His second season, he missed about 20. His third season, he missed about 20. This year, he's missed one, and it's only been four or five games.
So he's not. So, he's not. A, he.
And
not
then
a,
he's suspended for two games this year.
Yeah. So he's not available necessarily.
He's probably the least available player in the league right now. So it's tough. It's really tough to be, to be that good and just never be able to play.
Play, yeah. Because I mean, he is a great talent, and if
spectacular.
He, and if he was what's it called, playing more games, he'd probably be the best center. But again, I can't give that, you know, that title to someone that doesn't show up for work.
His three pointer isn't. He calls in sick a lot. His three pointer isn't as silky as Karl Towns is.
No, but he shoots it. He shoots it a lot. A little bit too much to for someone to be actually physical and bang. He shoots it quite a lot. Like in the playoffs, I feel like he was shooting a lot against the Nets when he could just go in against Jared Allen and, you know, dominate. So I think he does shoot it a little bit too much, and he's not a great shooter. Kat's by far a greater shooter than him.
Way better. It's not even close.
Yeah. What are you looking up here, buddy?
I ain't looking up nothing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. That's one thing that's that's another thing that's going on there. Let's talk about it. Who is the best big man in the league, in your opinion?
Who's the biggest?
The best big man, yeah.
Are we just talking centers?
Because we can put power forwards in there. Big power forwards, though, not 6'10 niggas. Well,
Anthony Davis.
Well, he's a big power forward. Yeah go ahead. You can slide Anthony Davis in there.
It's kind of hard, right? Because we just saw what Anthony Davis did.
Yeah.
The 40 and 20. But I mean, there's other centers. So I would say I would rank
40 and 20, right?
Yeah.
Dwight Howard two seasons ago had 30 and 30. That doesn't really mean much.
I think I'm going to take. Damn.
It's a tough question.
It's a tough
question.
Because there's so many big. Yeah. Talented big men. You got AD. You got LaMarcus.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jokic, Kat, Embiid, Horford. Can't think of another one, but
not Enes Kanter.
No,
definitely not Enes Kanter. DeMarcus Cousins used to be in this conversation. He was my answer from 2017 back. He was my answer.
Yeah,
completely.
KP,
Kristaps Porzingis. Yeah, there's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot
big men to choose from.
It's hard for me because I want to say Anthony Davis. I'm a Lakers fan, but I know there's
I'm probably gonna say it's Karl Towns. I'll probably say Karl Towns.
I would say Karl Towns or Jokic,
just because of so much availability and the option for scoring. I think that he's probably the best big man in the league.
And then also, I would
just
put
the team around him.
I would put Jokic because he gives you the scoring, he gives you the rebounds, but he also gives you assists.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably one of the best.
Actually, change my answer. It is Jokic.
Jokic? All right.
He beat us in the playoffs. It takes a really tough dude to beat the Spurs in the playoffs.
Yeah, he gives you a lot more tools that some other centers don't have. Or they might have, but they're not great at it.
Great dribbler. Low, gets blocks ripped before they can even get
He's
up.
Not a great defender, per se, but he can. He still switches. He still tries.
Gets blocks before they could even get up. Gets steals. He's basically a point guard that's 7 foot. You know, just a triple double machine. Possibly the MVP this year. Could be an MVP candidate for the next 10 years. And what is he? 27? 24?
I don't even
25?
Think he's that old. 24. I think he's 24.
Yeah, he's really young.
So how about this? Who do you think are some underrated centers?
Well, Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, from
he's
Orlando.
Really good, yeah. I think Shark is really underrated. For those who don't know, that's what I call him, Marcus Aldridge.
To be honest, I think Dwight. Dwight is honestly underrated.
There you fucking go.
I got to go because he's playing on a non-guaranteed deal.
Oh, my God.
Non-guaranteed, putting his heart and soul, blood, tears, everything
on
the
floor. Can you guys tell he's a Lakers fan? Can you guys tell he's a Lakers fan?
I'm sorry, but I think he's really underrated right now. Like, really underrated. I really think so.
Jokic is 24. He'll be 25 in February. So, yeah, probably. Jokic is probably the best big in the league.
Yeah, for sure.
I think LaMarcus is a close second or third.
Did you see that thing on Twitter?
He just only fucking scored 5 points last night against the Clippers.
Did you see that thing on Twitter where it said, LaMarcus mid-range or fadeaway is so underrated.
It is.
That's not underrated. Everybody knows that, bro.
But, bro, everybody in the league knows that. Everybody who's friends with a Spurs fan knows that.
Bro.
Not everybody knows that LaMarcus is the best mid-range shooter as a big in the league. I'm sick of this.
Can you tell he's a Spurs fan?
Bro, I'm sick of how underrated my team is. DeJounte Murray, the best defensive point guard in the league. Let me talk my shit. Sorry. I apologize for those who are listening. But, man, like, we have the best mid-range, the two best mid-range shooters in the league. The best point guard defender in the league. And you guys are talking about Spurs ain't going to make the playoffs this year. Spurs ain't going to make the playoffs this year. Shut the fuck up! Sick of this shit. If I catch another motherfucker talking to you about the Spurs, I'm fucking beating their ass. But yeah, man.
You should have seen him when we were watching 2014 finals.
Yeah, it was really
on rerun. On rerun. Not even live. On rerun.
Okay, 4 years later and shit. 5 years later and shit.
But yeah, underrated big man, I would say Dwight, Domantas Sabonis.
LaMarcus.
Vucevic.
Miles Turner.
Oh yeah. Is he kind of though? Because he's in the running to be.
I think he's one of the better big men.
Bringing up Miles Turner, the
best defensive big man in the league.
Now talking about Miles Turner, he actually got injured.
Yeah, recently. He sprained his.
Is it bad?
I don't remember. I think it was a sprain. Yeah, ankle.
Week to week.
It can't be too terrible. But. We don't really have that much information about it because it's not we don't have a set time period about when it's gonna come back, so we can't really talk too much about it. But he did it against the Nets. It's highly unfortunate.
And this was
in non-contact. Yeah, so non-contact. Immediately they said he went down with a non-contact injury, and immediately I'm like, ACL.
Yeah.
Timeout for the pod.
Just give us a second here.
We're just gonna take a second here. And we're back. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties with the camera. We're new to this. We're new to this, not true to this. So, again, I say non-contact injury. So, immediately, my head went to ACL tear.
Yeah.
Or MCL tear or something in your knee that just popped. But fortunately, it was just an ankle sprain. And he's week to week. So there's really not much to say about it. We can't really talk too much about it.
It's not a lot of information out there.
He is probably the best big man defender in the league.
Rudy?
Second. Well, I mean, Rudy's good on the interior, but Miles Turner can play a little perimeter. Okay. But then again, Jaren Jackson Jr. is tough on that perimeter and on the inside.
Yeah, on defense, but his offense game this year, bro, has not looked good.
Yeah, well, I mean,
hold up, because he's had a lot of issues through college with fouling.
Mm-hmm.
So he fouls a lot. So when he was facing the Lakers, Memphis was facing the Lakers, he had 3 fouls in like
he's the 19. First quarter.
I know, but I'm saying that's something that you don't like seeing.
You don't like to see it, but he's 19. They'll figure it out. He'll figure it out.
There's other 19-year-olds.
Cat figured it out, didn't he? Not on defense, but on offense, he figured it out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's something that you.
Miles Turner figured it out. He has to shoot a little more, but he figured it out. He's one of the better defensive.
Okay, are we talking about
Rudy Gobert figured it out?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Jaren Jackson. Okay, but they'll figure it out. It's always tough. It's always tough.
No, I know.
The second season is always really hard.
No, I know this.
Spider Mitchell had a bad season last year,
bro. He's been doing this since college. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he'll figure it out. Trust me.
Hopefully,
he has world class trainers. World class.
No, I understand fucking, that.
You know what I'm saying?
A training I'm just facility. Saying
they'll figure it out. Trust me. The second season, they know what you're about. They know what to do to stop you because they've seen you an entire
now,
season. So he'll figure it out.
So moving on, what are we going to talk about here?
What are we talking about next? We're running it back to Kuzma. Returning. Speaking of injuries,
Kyle Kuzma's coming back. All I gotta say, that's a.
Can I borrow this? Yeah. I threw my pen.
so he's set to debut on Friday. You know, having Kuzma back, that's our third option right there.
Yeah, that's very good for you guys.
Yeah, he's been practicing with the G League team, the South Bay Lakers. You know, so he's ready to get back out there. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
You should be.
Like, this is going to be
You're going to see what your full team looks like.
Yeah, and then I'm not sure when Rondo comes back, because that's just going to be another floor general that we should, you know, be helping us.
Is Damari Carroll injured, bro?
Damari Carroll?
Yeah, because he did not play with this year. He plays with the Spurs. Like, what happened? He did not play last night. I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure.
He used to play with the Nets, right?
Yeah. He's good, too. So I don't understand why he's not playing. But that's life. Continuing on with Kuzma.
Yeah, so that's just our third option. You know, I feel like he's going to make or break us, low-key. Because, you know, Bron, he looks old. I'm not going to lie. He looks does look old.
He looks like he's aging. He's
going to it looks like it's harder for him to start, start getting shots up, like start actually getting on that roll. So it does look harder for him to get his shots. But, you know, AD is AD. He's our first option. There's no other way of saying it. He's our first option. Kuzma coming back, that's our third option. You know, that's really going to make or break us. You know, if he can't do it, what else are we going to use for offense?
Right. So last year, Kuzma averaged 18, 5.5, 2.5 assists on 46% from field goal and 30% from three. So we'll see what it's like with him on the court for you guys. Hopefully he'll improve. As a young player, it's his job to improve. That's what he has to do.
And I feel like he does need to improve, because out of everybody we had, we kept him.
Yes.
So it's kind of make or break for him.
If he doesn't improve, they're going to look really they're going to have egg on their face for keeping him.
For keeping him, yes. For making the trade, no.
No. Not for making the trade. But for keeping him rather than keeping one of the other big names that they have.
Because Brandon looks really nice.
Josh Hart looks pretty good.
I never liked Josh Hart. I'm just going to put it out there. The reason why, he likes to foul a lot.
Yeah, but that's
like... He would... what's it called?
He's better than KCP. Yeah, bitch. Shut up. Better than KCP.
We gotta plant drugs on him so he can go. That's what everybody in the Laker fan base was saying. Just plant drugs so he can go back to jail.
So it's like, what really can you do, man? What can you do? He would have been nice to have in that starting lineup rather than KCP. He would have been nice to have 24 minutes a night, KCP 48 minutes a night, rather than KCP. That nigga sucks, bro.
No, I know, but
butt cheeks. Two butt cheeks. Three with a booty hole.
What's it called? He's not starting.
He shouldn't be. I'm glad he's not. He shouldn't.
I mean, Danny Green and Avery Bradley.
He should be getting DNP every night. He sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Sucks.
And he has a no trade clause. That's because he's with Rich Paul.
Yeah. Rich Paul be doing his goddamn job. Shout out to Rich Paul, man. He does his thing, boy. He really be doing his thing. He got DeJounte his money. He got him a new deal with New Balance. He does his thing, man. Rich Paul is very good at his job, man.
Yeah, man. we can't trade him without him agreeing. We gotta keep him on there. You good?
I can't believe KCP got a no trade clause.
Hey man, it happens. This
is fucking comedy. That made my stomach hurt. Oh god. Niggas is getting robbed.
It happens.
We don't have any bad contracts when we were in San Antonio.
You did?
What?
Paul Gasol.
Nah, it wasn't bad. That was terrible, bro.
It wasn't bad.
We weren't going after anybody in free agency.
So
it's not a big deal. We don't have any bad contracts here in San Antonio. If you're tired of the general manager being all up in your videos, all up in the news, come over here to Death Row Records Spurs. But where do we go from here?
I hate you.
Do you want to go to?
We can talk about the Suns a little bit.
Fuck the Suns, man. Fuck the Suns.
That was an episode that we had.
Very good episode. Probably one of our best doing episodes.
One of our funniest episodes.
It was purified comedy.
There was actually, because we have this thing where we can see, you know, who listens to our podcast or where. There was actually people in Phoenix listening to our podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, man. I mean... The Suns themselves were shitting on their own fan base for a long time. And it looks like now they're turning it around.
I don't know if they can keep it throughout the whole
I hope so.
You know, the whole season. But if they, if they at least win like 40 games in the East or in the West, that's fine. You know, 40 games.
I don't see it, but
I mean, I don't see it either. Obviously, but
but maybe they'll make us eat our words because they've been playing pretty well.
I hope they do.
Maybe they go 50%.
This was back in June 30th when Fuck the Suns came out.
That was a great episode. That was our second. Our second best doing episode?
No,
we're not gonna say
that's our third.
Third best doing episode. We're not gonna say how many views there were because you know what I'm saying.
It was a lot.
It was a whole lot. The third best doing episode. And it said, and it was just about how the Suns organization was pretty much shitting on Suns fans and Phoenix in general.
Yeah.
They didn't put a good product out on the court, and then they asked for a new arena. Like that's just it's highly unnecessary.
And if they and they wanted Arizona to pay, and if they didn't pay for it, they were gonna move.
Right, and it's just it's not a.
Maybe if you're like the Warriors or something like right. that brought championships, Lakers, like
Clippers,
Spurs,
San Antonio, a place that no one gives a fuck about, but has a great basketball team, and they bring in great money for that basketball team. Yeah. You know,
now I think I feel like I don't know if this is true, but I feel like they're probably one of the lower selling tickets. For their fan base,
probably
just
not.
Just their. I feel like
they live in the desert, dude. Let's just go to a basketball game.
no, but their product, like you were saying, was so awful. They didn't even have a point guard for like two seasons. And you know what's crazy? They had Bledsoe, IT, and Dragic all in one season. Three point guards.
Did they trade all of them?
Traded all. Well,
they kept Bledsoe, and then he said, "I don't want to be here." Yeah. And they traded him too.
You know, they had three starting point guards at the time.
Yeah.
and
then did IT become like a superstar in like the next 2 years?
Yeah, IT was third in MVP voting in 2017 or something like that. Like, so
came a superstar in the next 2 years, dude. It was crazy.
Yeah, so they had the three great all-stars. Or not all-stars, but three
point guards.
Yeah, point guards. So they just fucked up.
But they now they have Ricky Rubio.
They got Ricky.
The dude Ricky, that gave a triple-double to Russell Westbrook in the playoffs. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to beat him in the first round. Just great shit. It's the Suns are doing well, and I'm very happy.
Wow.
I'm extremely happy. Averaging eight, damn near nine
wow.
assists.
Wow. His stat line right now looks pretty good.
It looks amazing. He's averaging the most rebounds, the most assists, and the most steals on the team. He came in and became the instant leader, and that's what the Suns needed. Wow. That's exactly what the Suns needed.
That's
they don't
really
need
good.
That much scoring. They have Devin Booker, who dropped 71, right?
Yeah, and he's averaging right now damn near 25 points.
They don't really need rebounds, even though he's providing them. They have DeAndre Ayton.
When he comes back.
From that, what's the name? From that thing that he's dealing with right now. Who had 11 rebounds in his game.
Ricky right now is averaging 11 points, basically 9 assists. You know, 7 rebounds. Two steals.
Damn near averaging a triple. Damn near pulling a Russell Westbrook out there. It's actually quite
so
refreshing
having,
for the Suns organization.
Having an actual point guard
really
actually
changed.
Helped.
No. It genuinely changed the trajectory of this fucking team.
Yeah, literally.
It genuinely changed the trajectory. It's crazy how much. I think Ja Morant, if they had a guy Ja Morant,
ooh.
It would have been a totally different, tough-ass scene. They probably wouldn't have been good still.
And they have, I didn't even know they had Dario Saric. That's a good pickup.
I did. We talked about it.
Oh, we did talk about it. You're right.
Sadio Mane sucks with knowing where people are. Dude, he still thinks Davis Bertans is on this spot.
That's crazy. Chill out. That's crazy. No, we had a conversation about that. I know where
he's on at. On a podcast. On the last podcast.
I know where he's at. He's in Washington.
Yeah.
Watch out. I know where he's
at. All right. So, continuing on. The Suns are doing well.
Yeah,
can you tell me how many points they're averaging as a team? You can if
that?
You go down to the bottom right here. 115 as a team.
That's not bad.
I want to go check and see the Suns' offensive rating in relation to the rest of the team.
I want to see where they actually stack up in the standings.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
What I'm saying.
In the standings, they're actually a 9 seed. Not bad.
That's
not
really
bad.
Good for the Suns.
Not bad. And
really good.
One thing, let me bring up. Sacramento is 0-5. Thank you, Luke.
Yeah,
thank you,
Luke.
Luke
Walton sucks.
Thank you, Luke.
He's so bad. Okay, the Suns are tied for sixth with sixth best offensive rating.
That's so not bad.
That's really... Wait, is it? Are they? Hold on. No, they're tied for 6th with the most wins. They are the 8th in offensive rating. That's really good.
Above the Lakers.
Above the Lakers. Above the Nets. Above the Raptors. Above the Celtics. Above the Pistons, who I think are one of the better teams in the East.
Above the Warriors. Chill out.
Yeah, you chill need out. To chill out. Chill How are you telling yourself to chill out? Relax, my nigga. Relax. So,
I feel
they're doing good.
I feel confident that they're going to have a great season for the Suns.
For the Suns, yes.
For the Suns.
A spectacular
season. If they get 40 wins.
Holy shit!
What?
They're 8th in defensive rating, too.
Wow.
That's really good.
Wow. Where's
really good.
Where the Spurs at? Dang, the Lakers are 4th. That's what we like to see.
I think we dropped because of that game last night. We're 13.
That's not bad either.
We were top 5, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday.
But yeah, if the Suns have 35-40 win game season, that's going to be a great season for them moving forward. Mm-hmm. If DeAndre Ayton can come back mm-hmm. and kind of forget about what happened here and just move on, and he just... Yeah,
it's going to be a little difficult because he is a young player.
Yeah, but if he's averaging like a double-double, like just a double-double. Yeah, damn near, so. If not. So if he's averaging a double-double, like that's going to be amazing.
And he finally has someone to pass him the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hard. It's hard to get a big man the ball in certain situations, and they need the ball in certain situations. Yeah. So,
and then... what's his name? Booker was running guard. Point.
Yeah, and that's he's just not
a point guard.
He's just not good at it. Whilst they could have just forced him to stay in that role and forced him to adjust to it, you're a bad team. You don't really want to force anyone to adjust to anything because you're already bad.
And then look what happened. They got Ricky Rubio, so
that's really
kind of all worked out.
It worked out. It just looks good. It's looking up for them. It's really looking up for them.
If they make the playoffs, I'll get a Suns tattoo.
If they make the playoffs, I'll get a Devin Booker jersey.
Yeah.
Nah, I might get a Rubio jersey. I'll get a Rubio jersey because he dragged him there.
Jesus.
So that's pretty much it for what we have written down. Is there anything you want to talk about in particular?
No, I think we kind of covered everything, kind of the big news is at least.
We've only got 45 minutes, bro.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
It's crazy. We can kind of talk about KD, maybe? I know you don't want
to. Yeah, we can talk about KD. Fuck it. We got so much time.
Yeah.
We can spend a cool 5-10 minutes on him.
Anyways, so he went on First Take.
First Take.
And they were.
We have to watch that boardroom episode.
I don't have ESPN Plus anymore.
We'll watch it.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. I'll send you the link.
So they were, asking him questions, how he's doing, how's rehab. Is he coming back this year? He said no.
And I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad that was a decisive no and not a maybe, possibly. Don't get them riled up and then force you to come back.
Yeah,
no, you're not coming back this year. Stay on the sidelines. You don't want to re-hurt yourself.
Yeah, if you want to.
It's not that we don't believe in you. It's that we think that you will re-injure yourself.
Yeah, so...
We need you out there.
But he was saying, they asked him, was KD, or not KD, I'm sorry, was Draymond part of the reason why he left? He said, yeah, I'm not going to lie about it. It is.
I don't believe him.
No,
I think he was leaving already.
No. He said that he's already leaving. Like, that final year, he said that he was already leaving. That's, the
it
team.
Was in his plans.
Yeah, because they were going to give him a contract. They were going to give Clay a contract. They were going to give Draymond a contract. And Curry a contract. That's all big contracts that they
and
have
it just
to give
wasn't
out.
Gonna work.
Yeah, the money's not gonna work out. But anyways, yeah. So he was saying it was part of it. Which I mean, yeah. If you're a teammate, somebody calls you a bitch, and you feel, some way about it. Because
can we quote what Draymond said in their record right now? Can we quote what Draymond said in their record right now?
In the record.
I'll quote what Draymond said.
Okay.
We did it without you. We don't need you. You a bitch ass nigga.
I don't know if they said that, but that's
essentially the breakdown of what was said.
And then right now they're, I think, let's see, have a look here. They're
1-3.
1-3.
Steph Curry has a broken hand.
Clay's out.
Draymond is by himself out there with D'Angelo Russell.
And Draymond hasn't had the best season so far
with literally nobody.
They have a G League team.
Yeah. They look really bad. They look really, really bad. So, did they beat KD? Maybe not with Klay. Maybe not if Klay was out there.
Yeah, not if Klay was out there.
But Klay's gone. Steph's gone. KD's gone. It's just you out there, Draymond. Stand on your word, my nigga. Now it's time. Listen, I know he won't. But now it's time for you, Draymond, to stand on your word. Stand on what you say. Make sure these motherfucking Warriors make it to the playoffs.
So this is
you was talking all that shit. No. You was talking all that shit last year, right? You was talking all that big shit last year, right? Now you need to follow up with what you said. Now you need to stand on your words. Can y'all do it without KD? Go back to the championship.
And this is how he gets, guys.
Go back to the championship. Go back to the finals. Go back to the finals. Do it, please.
He can't.
Play my Spurs tonight and win.
That's all you gotta say?
Play him and win.
So right now, for the season, he's averaging 10 points, basically 8 rebounds, and basically 5 assists.
LaMarcus about to give you buckets tonight, boy. Don't play with me.
But Draymond does not look like he's...
He's done.
Yeah.
He's done. They're not giving him no contract. They bet not give him no contract. Give him 1 year. Matter of fact, they have to pay him back for his years of service. He didn't have a good contract in those years. So give him a 1 year, $30 million.
Give him a 1 year and a player option.
Team option. Decline it. Because he sucks. He's not even a good defender anymore.
He was, yes, you would say he was an all-star. And yes, they did have 4 all-stars, but that was five in the past.
DeMarcus Cousins.
They had 5 all-stars, but that was in the past. Last year, he was not an all-star. He was not performing as an all-star. So
the year before that,
yeah,
he wasn't an all-star. He wasn't performing as an all-star.
So I don't count him as, you know, another all-star. So right now, they're literally playing with no all-stars. No
one all-star.
Who?
D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And he's not even like an upper-tier all-star. He's a bench all-star.
No, you know, he actually went to the all-star game because Oladipo was injured.
Yeah, so. Like he's a replacement all-star. Yeah. Like, this is no knock on D'Angelo. But D'Angelo isn't going to be able to carry this team.
Mm-mm.
LeBron couldn't even carry this team. No one could carry this team.
I mean,
no. We've seen LeBron with a bunch of young players and scrubs last year. Literally last year. Last year.
Hold up.
Look at last year, though. Look at last season. Did you see last season, though? Did you see last season?
2017.
It's different having J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith, despite his blubbering in the finals, he's a good player.
Yeah.
It's different having... Just who else is there? Kevin Love.
Kevin Love was there. Rodney Hood.
A bucket. You know, it's different George having Hill. All of these good players. These, not good players, veteran. Good role players just and veterans. Great role players and veterans.
Yeah, they
and then having 25 niggas under 25.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is going to be hard for Draymond. And Draymond, yes, he is an emotional leader, but is he a leader on the court?
No.
You know?
He's not good enough. He's just not good enough.
Do you think the young players are going to listen to him?
I think Draymond should retire and become an assistant coach.
That's a hot take, right?
I mean, Timmy did it, and it's working out. Yeah, but Tim only lost one game, and that was to the
Claw. Tim was the GOAT.
Yeah?
Tim was the GOAT, bro. He's the best player in his position. So
of all time, yes.
Yeah. So, what's it called?
Top 3.
So, I mean, Draymond, I mean, what is he going to bring? Just championship experience.
Emotional leadership.
But
X's and O's, the Warriors used to coach themselves from time to time.
Yeah, but so, again, I'm talking about this season, not as an assistant. This season, though, what is he going to bring? He has to bring something. He has to bring...
His defense isn't as good.
Yeah, he's to either bring a defense, though, or he has to just score the ball, which I don't think he's capable of doing either.
His defense has never been good. He's never been a scorer. He's 6'6", and he's old, so rebounding is going to be a problem.
He's 29 right now.
His prime is over.
Yeah.
So rebounding is going to be a problem this year. There's no one to assist to, so assists are going to be a problem this year. He's going to really look bad this year.
Yeah.
He's going to really look bad this year.
But I mean, if he can at least do something,
yeah,
do anything, that'd be fine. But I don't know. I think we got to close the book on Draymond.
We got to close the book on this podcast. Oh shit. It didn't close. Hold on. Close the book on this podcast. Well, this is the end.
I had fun. You had fun?
I had a lot of fun.
We always have fun.
I like this new setup. I really do. I think we should start doing this here all the time.
Oh, down here?
Yeah.
This is a good setup. Yeah.
I feel like there's not really much to talk about anymore. I think we got over all the new stories, and I think we kind of sped through them a little too much. I think we could have spent a little bit more time on those, but that's okay. We usually take 4 hours to do a podcast. Today we took two and a half, six. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at @MIECHROSE.
It's going to be on the description below.
In the description below, yes, sir.
And then my podcast, my Twitter is my Twitter is going to be Big Yovani, BIGYOVANI.
Yes, sir.
And then our
lockdown Twitter at
So it's going to be the Lockdown Pod on Twitter. Follow us. We break news.
We have sources in the league. We don't. No, that was just a lie. I was just kidding.
So yeah. So just follow us there if you want to. You know, if you want us to talk about something, you know, tweet it
at us.
DM
send
us.
It to us in the DMs.
Yeah.
Send it to me personally.
Yeah. Just you know, if you want to see something, if you want to see our opinions on a specific thing,
our DMs are open always. At us, at Lockdown Pod, at Meech Rose, at Big Yo Ronnie. Tweet it in it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, this show, this podcast is for you guys. So, you know, we want to interact with you. We want to know what you guys think of the podcast or what you want us to talk about or what your predictions are going to be. So just let us know. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Again, who are you?
I am Meech Rose. This is Big Yo Ronnie, and we are...
The Lockdown Podcast.
Yes, thank you very much. Real quick for our podcast listeners, this podcast will be on YouTube. You can see our faces while we are talking. Please go subscribe to our podcast on YouTube. I have the podcast pulled up on my YouTube.
Give us a second. The YouTube part is going to be newer.
It's so very new to us.
Yeah, so we're still learning about it.
It's probably going to be out a little bit later than the actual podcast. But
because we do have to edit it.
You can search The Lockdown Podcast on YouTube. THELOCKDOWNPODCAST. Some people are illiterate, bro.
All right. So check that out. Subscribe.
Please check it out.
You're going to see video. You're going to, you know.
This little area is not going to be in the in the YouTube video. So please go check us out. We will post the link to it on our Twitter, on the Lockdown Twitter. It will be in our description.
In our own personal Twitter.
Yes.
But go follow it. Subscribe, comment, like, you know, do all that stuff for us.
Everything that you need to do, please go do it.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Share
your mama. Everybody.
Everybody, please. We got to get this out here, and we really appreciate it.
Have a great rest of your day.
Adios, motherfuckers.